Hello, good morning. God bless you. We appreciate God for a brand new day. Thank God for the gift of life. I want to thank all my listeners and all those that have been listening to my podcast. Please remember to share to your friends and families. My name is Mary Egbude. I'm a marriage counselor, plus size counselor, and also a life coach. I'm the founder of Sound Minds International. This morning, I'm bringing you a word that will change and transform your life. This morning, we're going to be looking at inferiority complex. Inferiority complex. It's a very popular word. It's a very common word. But the truth of the matter is most people don't even know what it really means. So today, we're going to be looking at inferiority complex. Before we go into the topic, I want us to say a short word of prayer. Father, I want to thank you this morning for your children all over the world that are listening to this podcast. I pray for them this morning that any one of them that is suffering from complex issues, this morning they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to minister your word. Use me this morning as your voice. Use me as an oracle to reach out to people all over the world. This spirit that has been tormenting your children all over the world, Jehovah, deal with it today in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you sensitize every ear that will hear this message. Prepare every heart to receive your words today in Jesus' name. God bless you. This morning we are looking at inferiority complex. I have a dictionary definition and it says, inferiority complex is a lack of self-worth. Lack of self-worth. A doubt and uncertainty about oneself, and feelings of not measuring up to standards. It is often subconscious and is thought to drive afflicted individuals to overcompensate, resulting either in spectacular achievements or extremely asocial behavior. That is the dictionary definition. We're going to be looking at the Word of God, the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and verse 7 is our text today. Proverbs 23 and verse 7, that is our text today. And it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the A part says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The way you think of yourself in your heart, that is exactly the way you are. If you see yourself as a nobody, then you are a nobody. If you see yourself as a king, then you are a king. If you see yourself as an achiever, then you are an achiever. If you see yourself as a failure, then you are a failure. So the book of Proverbs is telling us today that the way you think about yourself is exactly the way you are. It didn't tell us that the way others think about us is the way we are. See, the way we think about ourselves is exactly the way we are. Let's go into the teaching proper. We are talking about inferiority complex. Inferiority complex is a silent killer. It can destroy relationships, destroy your self-esteem, your social life. It is so bad that it can lead to depression or even suicide. You hear people committing suicide on a daily basis. These people don't love themselves. If you love yourself, it will be hard for you to kill yourself. The worst part of it is that some people don't even know they have inferiority complex. You know, some of us don't even know we have inferiority complex. We don't know what the problem really is. So today we are going to be looking at some signs that will highlight some of those things we do to let us know that we have inferiority complex. These are some of the signs. When you don't like yourself, it shows that you have inferiority complex. You can see that in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, 25 to 33, where the children of Israel condemned themselves and called themselves grasshoppers, that we are like grasshoppers in the eyes of those giants. How can somebody refer to himself as a grasshopper? So if you don't like yourself, you have inferiority complex. Number two, when you are always comparing yourself with others, then you have inferiority complex. You can see that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 41. Why compare yourself with someone else? You are unique. You are special. You are God's creation. You are not an original. You are not a photocopy. You have no right to compare yourself with any other person. Then number three, when you engage in unhealthy competition
with others just because you want to belong. You compete with others. You want to do what others are doing. You just want to be like others. You want to drive the same car. You want to live in the same type of house. You want to wear the same type of clothes. You compare yourself with others. That competing with others, that shows that you have an inferiority complex. Number four, when you feel that people are always talking about you, Romans chapter 8 verse 1, you feel that people are always talking about you. What made you feel when you pass by, you see people talk, you feel like they're talking about you? Why should they talk about you? And even if they're talking about you, it's none of your business. So when you always feel that way, then you have an inferiority complex issue. Number five, when you care about everything people say about you, people condemn, when people say anything about you, your hair is very scanty, your nails are very short, you're very fat, you're very slim, you're very tall, and you are concerned about every detail of what people say about you, then you have a complex issue. You don't love yourself. When you are always seeking for other people's approval, whatever you want to do, you want people to applaud you. You've really tried. You can do this. If people are not applauding you and approving you or hailing you, you don't feel comfortable. Then you have an inferiority complex issue. When you cannot stand alone, you want to do something, you want people to be there with you, you want to gather people around you, you cannot stand alone. You just want to go out, you want a friend to go with you, you want to attend a program, you're always looking for somebody to go with you. You have a complex issue. Number eight, when you always want to be the boss, so you dominate people, this gives you some sort of comfort, then you have a complex issue. You always want to be the boss. Anyway, you find yourself, you want to be the head, you want to be the one leading. You don't want anybody to lead you. Then you have an inferiority complex issue. Number nine, when you think you are always right. You know, some people, they don't ever know they are wrong. Whatever they say should be taken. They feel as if they are always right. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want people to see fault in whatever they do. That is... it's a sign of inferiority complex. Number 10 and the final one, when you are always speaking negative things about yourself and others. I'm very ugly. I don't even think I can go for that competition. I can't attend that party. My I'm just going out of shape. I'm too tall. I'm too fat. I'm too short. You know, my hair is very scanty. My face is very pale. I'm not beautiful. When you start saying such things about yourself, then you have an inferiority complex issue. We can see that in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30 and verse 6. Now, we have seen some of the signs to show whether we have inferiority complex or not. Now, we're going to be looking at the things we are going to do and how to get rid of inferiority complex. Okay, these are many more are signs of inferiority complex. All the things I just listed. It eats you, inferiority complex. Let me tell you what inferiority complex does to you. It eats you up. Your mind is never stable. It can lead to anxiety and worry. It takes away your peace. It can also affect your physical health by making you look older than your age. It can lead to high blood pressure and even mental illness issues if you don't deal with it on time. Sometimes it's inferiority complex that leads people to depression. When you are always condemning yourself, when you are always hating yourself, when you try your hands on something, it does not work. You feel as if you are a failure. I've done this, I've done that. It did not work for me. It's working for my friends, not working for me. This leads to depression, and this is a complex issue. So let's look at ways that we can get rid of inferiority complex. Try to find the cause of your feelings. Try to find the cause of your feelings. Why do you always feel this way? What is the problem? Is it from your childhood? Is it from your upbringing? Try to find the cause of your feelings. I know I suffered inferiority complex for so many years. And I also realized that I got this inferiority complex because of my upbringing, because of my childhood. I lived with people that never appreciated me, people that always condemned me. They never saw anything good in me. And they kept on telling me that you can never be anything good. Nothing good can ever come out of you. You can never get married. You can never be anybody. You can never make it in life. You know, these were the words I heard consistently. And as I was growing up, I grew up with these things ringing in my head. And I developed a very low self-esteem. And I had serious inferiority complex issues. I thank God for delivering me and saving me. That's why I can even talk right now to people. Try to find the cause of your feelings. Where is these feelings coming from? What triggered it? What is making me to feel inferior? Then number two, determine who you feel inferior to. Who do you think is better than you? Who is that person you are comparing yourself to that you feel this person is better than me? Nobody is better than you. You are uniquely made by God. this way God created you, your shape, your size, and everything because of the way you are uniquely made by God. Number three, understand that we are all inferior in one way or the other. We are not perfect. There's no perfect being. We all have one fault or the other. So understand that and appreciate all the things that God has given you. Stop wanting to be like others. Don't compare yourself with others. Stop wanting to be like others. You cannot be like others. You cannot be like other people. You are specially made. You are God's child. But God created you, looked at you and said you are good. You cannot be like others. Number five, try not to worry about what others think. Others have the right to think whatever they want to think. Some people think I'm too fat. You know, they think I'm just too big for my size. I don't look beautiful. That is their opinion. I am beautifully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. So what other people think is none of my business. What I think is what should bother me, not what other people think should not bother me. Number six, focus on your positive attributes. Even though you have some flaws, you have some positive attributes. You might be very, very big and pompous. You might be very tall, but you have some nice attributes. You have a kind heart. You can sing. You can dance. You have so many things you can do. Focus on those positive attributes. Number seven, stop comparing yourself with everyone else. You have no business comparing yourself with anybody. That person you are comparing yourself with is envying you one way or the other. Number eight, stop negative talk about yourself and others. Stop negative talk about yourself. Don't tell yourself I'm ugly, I cannot make it, I'm a failure, I'm this, I'm... Tell yourself you are wonderfully made, you are beautiful, you are a child of God. I can make it in life. Even though I failed, I will still get up and still continue. I will not quit. Nobody can stop me. You know, tell yourself some positive words. Ginger yourself. Look into the mirror and talk to that person you are seeing in the mirror. Give that person some inspiration. Give that person life. Speak life into that person. And move on with your life and allow God to help you. Number nine, surround yourself with positive people. You know, sometimes because of the people that surround us, we just feel as if, that these people just tell us bad things. They always see bad things in us. If you have people like that around, just remove yourself from them. You need to change your circle. I know I used to have a friend in those days. Whenever I'm with her, she'd be telling me, you are very big. When are you going to lose all this weight? When are you going to slim down? And one day I called her and told her, I said, come, if you know you want to be my friend, don't go to that weight area anymore. Stop talking bad about me. Look for some other thing that are good about me and talk about it. So I stopped her. Stop people from condemning you. Stop people from seeing your flaws. Stop them before they start condemning you, and that will give you inner strength. Number 10 and the final one, continue working on yourself. If you want to lose weight, continue doing that. If you want to get a career, a job, continue doing that. If you have failed in one venture or the other, look for another one. If you know you can dance, go to a dancing class. If you know you are good at in doing craft, go to a craft class. Do something that will continue to give you self-boost and give you positive vibes. Then the conclusion, it's only the Holy Spirit that can help you to overcome your complex issues, but he also needs your cooperation. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Look for scriptures like this in the Bible and confess them openly on a daily basis. You will see how God will transform your life. The Holy Spirit is your helper. Invite him today. Let him help you to overcome your complex issues. If you are not born again and you are listening to this podcast, I want to say a short word of prayer. I want you to say it with me, because you have to be born again before you can have the Holy Spirit. If you are not born again, you cannot have the Holy Spirit. I want to say, Father, say this word of prayer with me. Father, I thank you this morning for my life. I thank you for the gift of life. This morning, I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. I submit my life, my all, into your hands today. I ask you to take direction of my life. I ask you to be in control of my life. I ask you, God, to forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from every unrighteousness. Accept me as your child today. I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I receive you into my heart. Help me and receive me. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. If you pray that short prayer, you've just been born again. And I want you to live a life of holiness. I want you to live a life of positiveness. Don't listen to people. The Holy Spirit of God will give. Ask God for the Holy Spirit. It's a free gift from God. He will give you the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will help you, direct you, and tell you, teach you what to do, and will give you, encourage you internally, so that you can live a positive life. I want to appreciate you. I want to bring you glory. My name again is Mary Egbude. I'm a marriage counselor, plus health counselor, and also a life coach. I teach mostly on emotional issues that have to do with emotions. And I'm going to be bringing messages from time to time on this podcast. Please remember to share with your friends. There are people that need this message, even for their life to change. People that need this message for their life to be transformed. This message is directly, it was inspired by God. And I pray this morning that as we have heard this message will not condemn you. This message will help you. It will build you up. And every word of God has come to your life today will transform your life from inferiority complex to spirit of boldness. The Bible said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of boldness. Receive that spirit of boldness now in the name of Jesus. My phone number is 080-231-53584. 080-231-53584. My name again is Mary Egbude. In case you want to reach me, you want to give me a call, you want to talk to me, you want to come for counseling, I'm just a phone call away. Call my number and I'll be there on the other side of the line to answer and to pray with you. God bless you, and please don't forget to share this podcast. Enjoy your day. Amen.